Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is proposing to tear down the U.S. health insurance system and turn it over to the federal government. Hillary Clinton says she wants to do some remodeling of the current system. And Piers Allison Kojak reports that Clinton is embracing President Obama's signature health care plan as her own.
Hillary Clinton wants you to know that she was doing health care before health care was cool.
You know, before it was called Obamacare, it was called Hillary Care.
That was in Elko, Nevada last week. But it's pretty much a stock line these days in her speeches and debates. The term Hillary Care was coined when Clinton tried and failed at health care reform in the 90s. It was supposed to be an insult, but now she's embracing it. That's because Clinton, the presidential candidate, has made the Affordable Care Act the center of her health care plan. Here she is in Houston on Saturday.
We will push forward every single day together to build on the progress we've made under President Obama, to defend the Affordable Care Act, and to improve it.
Her proposals basically take Obamacare and then nip and tuck.
Secretary Clinton is focused mostly on her support for the ACA to draw a line between herself and Senator Sanders, who she asserts has a pie-in-the-sky single-payer plan.
That's Drew Altman, president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
There are as many as 20 separate proposals, and none of them by themselves are giant proposals. Each one is an incremental step, but taken together, it actually is a significant package of what I think of as beyond the ACA consumer-oriented proposals.
Altman says Kaiser's own polls show voters are angry because their health care costs keep going up. Deductibles and copays are rising much faster than premiums. Clinton would offer a tax credit for people who spend a lot of their own money on health care. She'd make it harder for health insurance companies to merge. And drug companies are a big target. Clinton says she'd get rid of tax deductions for all those TV ads, and she'd force the companies to boost what they spend on research. But this smorgasbord of proposals doesn't generate the huge applause like Sanders does when he promises free health care for everyone.
And that is guarantee health care to all people as a right.
Voters don't seem so excited by Clinton's incremental approach. So today she added support for what's called a public option. It allows for government-run insurance to compete with private health plans. Henry Aaron is a healthcare economist at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Her bona fides as knowledgeable on health insurance really are beyond question, whether you agree with her positions or not. She understands that a lot of the changes are somewhat down in the weeds.
There are only so many experts who can vote, but there are plenty of people in the healthcare industry ready to fight Clinton's proposals that could change how they do business. Robert Zirkelbach is a spokesman with Pharma, the lobbying group for the pharmaceutical industry.
Putting in place onerous regulations and mandates that make it harder to develop new treatments and cures for patients is the wrong approach.
He says medications hold down health costs because they keep people out of hospitals, so Clinton shouldn't be making drug companies the bad guys.
These proposals are being driven by the false notion that medicine spending is what is fueling rising health care costs in this country.
Clinton will have to fend off attacks from pharma and others in the healthcare industry, and she'll have to win over Democrats who have embraced Sanders' plans. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.